Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
All right, everyone. This is Memphis Mark coming to you from Mullet Manor. And we're here for the review of NXT on 11/29. And we're going to start off this show a little different because HBK is involved. That's right. The Heartbreak Kid is brought together his own advisory crew. He's trying to figure out, through a process of elimination, who is going to participate in the Iron Survival match, a brand new match that he's come up with. So let's see who he's put together. Let me see. He's brought together his old buddy Road Dog. And of course, even with Road Dogg, since you can't have Mr. Gunn anymore, you got to have X-Pac. And X-Pac's all cleaned up, looks good, even drinking coffee at the table. A great, you know, to see him looking healthy and sounding good. And then you got Orlando Blaze and then Molly Holly. So Molly Holly started off kind of young in the business. So, you know, she's had her time there. So, bam, there's his super crew. And from there, after we, you know, originally it just shows them shaking hands and everything, but you see who's in the room. And then from there, it goes to a Roxanne Perez Indy Hartwell match, which they've been pushing Miss Hartwell good, and she's been looking good, looking a little Mike Tyshus rolling out there, just tearing it up. And, well, in this one, I was a little surprised. Because they've been giving Indy a big push in this, but Roxanne looked really good in this match. Have to say, though, I think the match was a little long. They were doing something with limited commercial breaks, and I was wondering if that had something to do with the way they handled this match. But like I said, I thought it was a little too long, you know, but there was some good, you know, Roxanne's got that short drop kick that she does really good. And I mean, both girls were just tearing it up, or ladies were tearing it up, excuse me. But it surprised me because of the push that Miss Hartwell has been getting that in this match, Roxanne Perez gets the nod. She gets the win. And even towards the end of the match, she's going to do her finishing move, Pop Rocks. And she can't really jump up on Indy because Indy is a larger, you know, taller woman. And she has to kind of like hit her a few times and knock her down a little bit more to be able to jump up on the second attempt to pull the move off to get the win. But I'm just wondering, is this a wasted push on Miss Hartwell? You know, is it the beginning of a big push for Miss Perez? You know, they do end up using Indy in a promo later. Well, not using her, but bringing her up. So I'm sure that they're going to keep her hot in a storyline. But, you know, I was just a little surprised in this particular match. But, you know, as I said, the match was what it was. All right. And we go straight into a promo with Mr. Chase Yu and Duke Hudson. And Duke's explaining about how he can stop a move. And he's going through how he can control his motions. But he has to explain that he couldn't do it this one time last week when he went upside Mr. Chase's head. And so he's got a bunch of signatures. He's going to try to get him back in the match. It's a pretty good little promo. But then Grayson Waller shows up, and he's going to spice it up a little bit, telling Mr. Chase, you're an idiot if you believe this stuff. And Mr. Chase is going to go down there and kick his butt. But Duke says, I'll do it. So that sets up a match for later, guys. Oh, all right, from there you go. Dijak is back, the repackaging, the rebranding. And, you know, he comes in 6'7", has got the look, and he's wielding his own brand of justice. And usually I would say this is going to be a jabroni match because Dante Chin does not look like he's up for the part. But I was surprised. You know, of course, Dijak's going to get his moves in. But Dante, you know, does he gets on the outside of the ring, and he does a, you know, like a shoulder tackle into Dijak, into the side of the ring, and gets a couple moves in there. He's got some good chops, a good kick. I mean, it's not your typical squash match. Mr. Chin looked good, although Booker D did say he's going to have to channel his best Bruce Lee. And so Booker T on commentary is a breath of fresh air. I like Booker T with his ducky and everything. So, of course, Dijak's going to win this match. But Dante, Chin does make a good showing for himself. I was pleasantly surprised. And then from there, they do another promo where they go into the Diamond Mine Dojo. And who's in there but Miss Ivy? And she's got an unusual guest. It's OJD. OJD is there. And when the guys show up, Julius and Brutus, they're a little shocked. And they want to know why he's in there. And they're planting a seed with Ivy. But, boy, she needs a little more mic work. She is, you just have to watch it and see. JD's trying to explain to them the science on how much pressure, or he says kilograms, I believe it was, pressure it takes to crack a skull and all this, and how Veer and Sunga, they're so big that, you'd need three times as much. So, and he tells the guys, hey, it's impossible. That's what he says. It's impossible. Which Julius comes back letting them know that, hey, they've been proven the impossible their whole careers, and that they will not say the word impossible. It's not in their vocabulary. From there, we got the first version of HBK's Super Panel. That's right. They get together and they talk about which guys. This is the guys' side. They do the girls later, or the ladies later, but for the Iron Survival match. And they're just discussing all the who's, the JDs, the Vons, the Mellows, Waller, everybody. Axiom even comes in the mix. So they're going over all the big guys, and trying to determine. Now he's asking them to make a list. And I guess at this holiday season, I could say, and check it twice. Bad joke. But he is saying, give me your top five, each one of you, and put pen to paper. Everybody had their suggestions. They had a good little filler of time there, with the old guys getting a little light in there. But that is basically, and you know what? It's kind of the theme tonight with this. They brought back some of the older wrestlers, and really in all of these matches, there's no big high-flying, high-risk moves. This whole show had a basic feel, like a back-to-basics. Headlocks, arm bars, heads into turnbuckles. Just a lot of the basic, hey, let's go back to basics in this show, and everybody do what you do, but do it very well. That was my takeaway from the theme of the show today. Just get back to basics. But then, we've got the Duke Hudson Grayson Waller match. And Grayson is bringing it. In Chase Hughes' way of thinking, you don't cheat. If a guy pulls hair, you don't pull hair. If a guy pokes you in the eye, you don't just retaliate by poking in the eye.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I know. All right, so that's just their stick, you know. So this match is a mirror of that. One time, Grayson's telling him, pull my hair, and he's pulling the crap out of his hair. And eventually Duke does, and there's some punches in there, and it goes back and forth. But the whole theme of the match seems to be do it the right way. Well, you know what? In this match, it was not so much that. Now, Duke looks a little slow in this, and I know some of that is by design, but Grayson looks as Mr. Waller always does. He sells, he's old school, he's new school. But when Duke is like, after he's been down for a little while and he's using the university to get his energy back, he kind of does a little Ultimate Warrior kind of hulking up, kind of the way the Ultimate Warrior did. I don't know if he was watching some old tapes or whatever, but it is what it is. I mean, he almost kicks Thea at one time outside when he goes after a big kick on Mr. Waller, and it leads when he goes back in after discussing it and bringing up he can stop whenever he needs, which makes Mr. Chase wonder, hey, what do you mean by that? But he almost kicks the wild woman at any point in time. When he comes back into the ring, he is the recipient of a stunner, a number one stunner, and which leads to a pin for Mr. Waller, which Mr. Waller, when he is leaving the ring, tells Mr. Chase, you know what I mean, he's a fake. All right, so Mr. Waller always brings the excitement, and he'll be in a WWE ring on Mondays and Fridays pretty soon. Now on Big Body Javi, he's been coming out each week with his list of wrestlers that always seem to be injured, retired, or on the other side of the world. So in this one, he brings out his salesman. He brings out the inner salesman, his inner QVC, maybe, home shopping network. But Big Body has got, man, he's got bats, he's got pillows, he's got some type of cologne. Apparently it doesn't smell that great, according to the interviewer. But, he's been calling for all these people that were injured and everything. And who pops up but Axiom. And Axiom has been cleared. And so you know what that's going to mean. That's going to mean that there's going to be a match later. But Javi, look, the interview, the little promo was pretty good. You know, Javi's got some skills on the mic, so he will definitely be okay, because we find out later that his in-ring skills are good too. But they go into a match with Kiana James and Fallon Henry. And look, I got to say, this may be the match of the night. I mean, I don't like all the screaming, all that, I guess they're teaching that or whatever, but man, this match was pretty freaking good. These girls tore it up, or these ladies tore it up, man. It was old school. It was a lot of arm bars, a lot of, like I said, the basics earlier, big chops. The one thing that really shocked me in the middle of this great match. I had to go back and watch it twice because I was like, is the ref putting on his gloves in the middle of this match? And he was. He literally, like halfway through the match, he figured out, oh, I don't have my gloves on, so I will put them on. And he continues. It's just, it was a little odd to me. But, I mean, this match was a really, really good match. They beat the crap out of each other. It lasted about the right amount of time. Man, it was a good banger match. Go back and check this out, man. I think it's definitely Miss Henry's finest match that I've seen her do. And Kiana has put on some good matches before, of course, but they both, you know, it was really good. Of course, Kiana always comes out with that big purse. I'm sure it's some brand that's very expensive. And it comes into play as a distraction in the match, which causes Miss James to be able to win the match. But as I said, this is a definitely good match to go back and watch. And the next promo is they're going about clothing. It's Malik Blade and, of course, Vaughn tore his sweater up that his father gave him back in the day. And he's got Odyssey and Anuffy in there. And they're firing him up. And he's saying he's fired up. And they're all fired up. And they're going to go protect the legacy of the sweater that was given to him by his father. That's the promo there. And it's okay. You know, but these guys are good in the ring. But the ladies champs are coming out now with Nikita Lyons. And, the lady champs come through the crowd, and it's their big entrance, you know, and they come in. And then, of course, the lights go down to Miss Lyons, and she comes out, and everything looks like it's getting ready to go good. And then, boom, out of nowhere, Zoe Stark comes in, and she lays her out with a Tonya Harding type move, and takes the knee out, jumps up, gets back, you know, like, oops, I seem to have slipped. And of course, Miss Lyons is striving in pain. The champs come down to help her up, and when they're taking her backstage, of course, you've got Toxic Attraction back there laughing at them, calling her all kind of names. And then from there, you know, because who knows if that match is going to happen. So we go back to now the big body Javi against Axiom. And man, this was another good match. Big body is, he's got the skills inside. I knew he had flashes of it, but he put it all together. Axiom is Axiom. He is just great. And I love his entrance, the little effects they do to make him look fast. I really like him. It's say that's the kid in me. But, Axiom and Big Body put on a great, great match. And, man, Axiom's got a drop kick that is like from out of this world. I can remember seeing Jeff Jarrett when he was a young kid. He had a sky one, and Kerry Von Erich had a real good one. Axiom gets up there, man. I mean, you almost want to get a hold of the air traffic control because he's up there. And he puts one on Big Body in this match that just looks picture perfect. It was just a good match. Big Body goes after, you know, a body part, and he really works on that. He tries to take away Axiom's leg, of course, so he can't run and jump around. And Axiom's going to pull this off, but it is definitely a match to go back and watch for sure. And then they've got them in the lady champs in training room, and the trainer pretty much says that you're cleared. Yeah, you're clear. It's the kind of their way of doing it. And and Miss Lyons says, you know, hey, that Zoe needs to be on the watch, and that she's ready. So they're going to go out and have the match against Toxic Attraction. And you can't do a show without the men's champs, Pretty Deadly. And Of course, they come out and cut a little promo. They got to have some mic time, and they're going to do a Christmas special next week. So they're pretty excited about that. It's going to be a pretty deadly Christmas. That's not so bad of a. That could be a what in the old days people would call a pay-per-view. Now, before they get back into the matches, they go to a little diner in Nowheresville, and where Apollo seems to be hanging out. Been eating a lot of food there and writing a lot in his journal. But this one is a little different. And that's because who shows up? Braun shows up. That's right. The champ shows up. I guess he's tired of seeing these damn promos, and he's like, hello, I'll just come crash it. But he shows up and orders himself a cup of coffee. And the guys have a good little chat. And pretty much Apollo's saying that everything you are, I am. And Braun saying, yeah, everything you are, I am, but a little bit better. It's a tit-for-tat kind of little promo, but tastefully done. Braun does a good job. Both are great on the mic. Just a little different. And maybe a little breakup is what they needed, as far as away from the studios. So anyway, good little promo in Nowheresville, anywhere, USA. But when they come back, it's J.D. McDonagh going against Julius Creed. And this match does not disappoint either. This was probably, on the guy's side, I might say, the better match because of all the twists and plots in one match. That's right. The ladies match with Kiana and Miss Henry, I think, was definitely the best the ladies showing today. And this one, JD, the size difference is obvious. But these guys put on back in my days, you had a little guy called Bill Dundee, the superstar. But he would be in there with some guys twice his size, and he made the match. He sold the match, sometimes carried the match. And JD does not disappoint. Now, Julius is just a big old raw hunk of clay. He has so much talent, man, and he's throwing JD. And when I say throw, when he does a backdrop, JD is up there looking at like the Hubble. He's... and every move, his belly-to-bellies are just freaking launching. Julius is Julius. You know what you're going to get.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this match. But they're going at it, and at one time, JD kicks Julius out of the ring, so they're outside, and he ends up stretching Julius because he's trying to take away his midsection area, and he stretches him like his back against the turnbuckle. He's on the outside of the ring, and he's got his hands in his mouth and his other hands on his legs. They're, you know, literally bending him around the pole. It's a good match. But there is an angle, because who shows up but Veer and Sunga, and they're just watching the match. That's all they're doing. But of course, they're going to attract attention. And at one point in the match, Julius recognizes him, and then he does a move. You know, he does that where he can have you in a suplex, upright in a suplex, and he can go to one knee. Well, JD makes it look even better because he's kneeing him, trying to get out of it. So it makes it look like he's knocking him down, and he's going to come out of this move. But Julius picks him back up, looks at Veer and Sunga, and drops him. Julius does a kick on JD, and JD flies out of the ring. So at this point, he's about to introduce a chair into the match. And right about the time that he's up, you know, Julius is up against the turnbuckle, out vulnerable, he's outside of the ring, here comes JD, gonna do what he did to Dragunov and everyone else. And who saves Julius but Sunga? Sunga pushes him out of the way, but JD's already swinging. You know what that means? JD smashes Sunga with the chair. Yeah, and Sunga takes the chair shot, looks around at him, and JD is in disbelief and in utter fear, because Veer is now there too. And they let him go. They let him go, and he leaves. But they go around and they tell Julius they want him at his absolute best. So good twist. The timing on this was freaking fantastic. So that is my banger match of the day, I guess you would say. They do a little promo with Alba Fire talking about Miss Dawn and you know, that she should have not. Again, I reference Tug on Superman's cape. And then after that, they got Dijak leaving the studio. And you know, Stax comes up to him. And, you know, Dijak and Stax don't have the first opening very well. But Tony D comes in. And Tony D kind of solves the problem. And they have a little, some words. And so they are pretty much on the same page, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how that goes, but possible collusion with the family and Dijak. Who knows? But from there, it's Von Wagner going against Malik Blade, and he's coming out by himself in this match. No Odyssey, no Anofi. You know, it's just him standing up for the sweater. And look, he starts off strong. Malik does, pretty good match. You know, of course, Von's going to catch him, and Von's going to do what Von does. Decent match. Von does a big slam, catches him after a missed frog splash, and gets a pin. But then Mr. Stone, that weasel on the outside, you know, suggests to Von, hey, you know, do a little something else, you know. So Von goes to get ready to do the big slam, and out comes Anofi when he gets taken out immediately. So now the guys are getting ready to get, both of them are going to get whooped on, but Odyssey Jones comes out, my friends, and Odyssey tears it up. So that is setting up, I'm sure, Odyssey Jones coming into the fold here. And, you know, the Melo, but HBK had his ladies' side of discussion about all the ladies. And now, at this point in time in the show, they come out and they say who is going to be in the survival match. It ends up on the men's side. It's going to be Melo, JD, Mr. Walla, and Joe Gacy. And the mystery fifth opponent or person will be decided in a wild card match. And the same on the ladies' side. It's going to be Zoe and Cora and Kiana and Roxanne. And then the last one to be decided in a wild card match. But then we get towards the end here. And what that means is you're going to have this six-woman tag team match with Toxic Attraction against the Lady Champs and Carter and Chance. And is it Miss Lyons? Is she going to be able to make it? Well, she does. She comes out there and, the Lady Champs, Carter and Chance, they really much have the majority of the time in this match. They're flying around. You know, I call them the mini Rock and Roll Express there. Booker T called Toxic Attraction the kind of like the New Age Freebirds. And if you don't know who the Freebirds are, go look them up. One of the best at that time to come out. They get into the match, and it is a great, great match. They're flying around there. The ladies have really got their moves together. They show that in this match with their combination moves. They're great. They are really freaking great. I was not high on this team at first, but man, they really have their teamwork down. Now, of course, the knee of Miss Lyons is going to come into play. Because after a time of both the ladies doing what they can and some great combination moves and by the Toxic Attraction, a double knee on the outside at one point in time pretty much kind of altered the match. And, it comes out to where you know what's going to happen. Toxic's going to pull off this win. But it is a good win. And at the end, you know, I keep referencing the Muffet box, the little opera box up top. Well, who's up there when the show goes off the air but Miss Zoe? And Zoe's letting everybody know she ain't done with Miss Lyons. So that is pretty much the way they wrap it up this week. They're setting up for this match, and we now know the participants, so we will see how HBK's creation comes into fruition. So, guys, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And as always, we ask you to spay and neuter, and remember, if you can, rescue. Okay. This is Memphis Mark, and you know what? I'm out.
For listening to the WWE podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to wwepodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/wwepodcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.